coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
We are slowly creeping towards Election Day. It's just days away. Have you voted? Are you getting out there and doing your early voting, ladies and gentlemen? Come on. I'm in another country, and I got my vote in. Okay? So, no excuses. And listen, it's where we messed up last year. Right? We didn't get enough in there. We have got to get the votes in, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm asking you, I'm pleading with you, please, get out there and get those votes in. We've got quite a lineup on tonight's show. Doug's working on some camera problems right now. We're had some changes in the studio here recently. And he should be coming on screen here just about any time. But listen, we're really glad that you're with us tonight. These are the new hours. We're going to try at least until further notice. 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern. And I hope that works for your schedule. I know a lot of people were really happy with the 8 to 10. So we're hoping the 9 to 11 really rocks your boat. All right. Do we have any? Do we have Doug yet?
Before I have a Bill O'Reilly moment, am I on?
Yep.
I can't. Okay. I've got no eyes here. Okay. So I'm just saying. I'm on. All right.
Yep. Hi, Doug. Welcome to the show.
Well, gee, thanks. Thanks, RT, for bailing me out. Ladies and gentlemen in the chat, thank you so very much for your patience. As you can see, we're having some technical issues. What can I say about that, right? And I guess my phone is sending out an SOS call, an emergency call. So if you happen to see the police, fire, and ambulance come in the studio, don't worry about it.
Monday night at the Hagman Report. We're good, Doug. We're good, baby.
Well, I'll tell you something, okay? To the people out there who are poll watching, and Scott Pressler, I'm sending this out to you. I just got word like 30 minutes before airtime that, the poll watchers like myself are going to have to stand behind a glass several yards away from the poll workers. Now, I don't know who made that decision, but I'll tell you what, okay, if you hear national news coming from my hometown, you might want to see if my name's in that headline, because I'm not standing behind any glass, just so you know. That's not what that's not how to do poll watching.
That's so they can do poll cheating, Doug.
Yeah. Do not. And I'm going to tell you right now, folks, I'm sorry for being pissed off, but I'm royally jagged off about this. All right. If you are to monitor the activities of the poll workers and the voters, and to make sure everything is correct, I'm not going to be put in some glass cage behind a glass. Don't expect. I'll tell you, I went off on the guy. I went off on him. I can't even tell you what I told him, but I'll tell you something. Okay. And maybe the cops will be in the studio here momentarily, but I told him, I said, I will light you up on every platform that I can think of. I will bring the look, we're coming for you, and we're going to bring hell with us if this is what we've got to do. Don't start with me on this. What's that?
Yeah, it's cool, Doug. Just start video and restart. You're good. You're 5x5, sir. You know what, Doug, what you were saying, if they're putting you behind glass, buddy, you might as well be out in the parking lot, yeah?
Oh, no. That's not going to happen. I mean, I'll tell you right now, that's not going to happen. Okay, you want to see the spark in Pennsylvania? Just try doing that. I'm not done yet.
It'll be the one heard around the world.
I'm not done yet. All right. I've wasted enough time. And we apologize for the technical snafus. Folks, I want to thank you for your support and trust in us. Really, I do from the bottom of my heart. And I thank you for that. And I want to thank the people who sponsor the show, including getalloftheone.com/Hagman. Getalloftheone.com/Hagman. You know, we've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the most the healthiest food on the planet? That's olive oil. You're probably looking to, you're probably cooking with it. You're probably taking it. There's countless ways to use olive oil to help and help yourself look and feel younger. Look, for example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. I need that. Lord, do I need that. And besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. And I found this out too. I'm telling you personally, my personal experiences, I've been doing this. I feel better. Had some stomach issues. Now, according to Dr. Stephen Gundry, famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible. And whether it's taking a shot daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet or however you do it, just do it. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Let me tell you. All give some benefits. Some give more, some give less. But Dr. Gundry came to this realization, and he was appalled. Some olive oils are so powerful, may only take a few tablespoons a week to see the incredible health benefits. But how can you tell the difference? Look, go to getalloftheone.com/Hagman, two N's on Hagman. You can watch a video right now. Get informed and get on this as soon as you can. That's getalloftheone.com/Hagman. That's getalloftheone.com/Hagman, or just click on the link in the description box below. And look, people have already those who have taken this advice have shared their results, and you can be like them too. Hey, just a few simple rules. Make sure you go to getalloftheone.com/Hagman or click on the link in the description box below. Thank you so much for that. All right, great show lined up for you. That is, if we can keep it together, if I can keep it together, but I'm not going to be put in a box, folks. I'm just not going to do it. It's not going to happen. Not going to be put in a box. Not going to happen. And I think everyone would agree with me. And I'll tell you what, you know, you get some, I'm going to tell you something, okay? With all due respect to the workers who are doing at the, you know, doing the intake and all that stuff, with all due respect to them, they better stand up and they better open their mouths and they better say, this isn't right. Because if you're not, you're complicit. And it should piss you off as much as it pisses me off, because right now this is the most consequential election in your lifetime and my lifetime. And I don't want to hear any crap from anybody. Well, it's two wings of the same. Look, you know what? No, our country is at stake. You're the entirety of our nation. You either pick socialism or actually communism, or you pick properly. I pick the side that throws Bannon and Navarro in prison, and Bannon will be back tomorrow. And God help the left when he does come back. I know it's going to be explosive, but I'll tell you something. That is all of us. So if you're out there like my two Nimrod neighbors, okay, who, you know, just to take a delight in shoving Harris Waltz signs so I can see them down my throat, knowing exactly what they're doing, the passive aggressive pieces of crap, I'm going to tell you something. We are inches away from a civil war. You understand that? Do you? Either way, we are, no matter who gets in. But I'll tell you something. It is going to, you better make it personal, because it already is. On their side, it already is. Got a lot of stuff lined up for you. Got two pages of show notes. We got to get into it all. Randy Taylor, thanks for opening the show, and thanks for being part of tonight. I really appreciate you, because otherwise I might have a problem.
Brother, I'm hanging with you. If you want to go down and take care of business at the polls, you know, I'll drive into town. We'll do that too.
Well, I'll tell you something.
I'm not putting up with this bullshit.
No,
I'm telling you, if it comes out after the election that there was cheating, I'm sorry. Ballistic missile, baby. I'm done. I'm fucking done. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm done. We're having a little bit of difficulty here with Doug's...
Refresh my video, how?
What you did before. Click off, click on. we're having just a little bit of trouble. Listen, we're trying some remote stuff because we're doing a little later show. Okay. And we get a lot of interference on a normal show. So we're catching a little bit more interference with this. But listen, Doug's going to get this hammered out. We got Eric working on it full time, overtime. He's done, he's moved mountains. Try to make this nighttime show live like this possible.
Yeah, but you know, look, I have more respect for an audience than to put out a crappy product and have them deal with this shit. So, my apologies in advance.
We're working on it, and we're going to keep right on going, Doug. You look good. I can see you. You're moving. All right. Let's go ahead and start knocking off. We got a ton of stuff tonight, guys.
All right. So for those people. Just so people know, for those people out there who have forgotten the past, I'm going to show you something. Remember after the inauguration of President Trump, remember in 2020. Okay.
How do we look,
video one in the show notes at HagmanPI.com, assuming that works tonight. It will be this. This is cut one. Just remember the peaceful transfer of power back in 2017. If you don't remember this, watch this. I don't know who this is. This is a Twitter video. It's about 2 minutes in length, just a little bit over. You got to watch this because this brings you, this will foretell just the opening salvo. Okay. This is just a minor inconvenience about what you're about to see. They're already putting fencing up at the Capitol. You know that, right? And I'm sure, and you could probably take this to the bank. They're going to have National Guard out there. I'm telling you, they're going to have National Guard out there. But go to clip one, video one, and again, this is about 2 minutes in length. Go ahead.
Making news in America this morning, breaking overnight, people filling the streets in America's cities, protesting President-elect Donald Trump.
Crowds set fires, blocked freeways, and gathered at Trump's buildings all across the country.
Overnight protesters hit the streets from coast to coast. Seattle, Chicago, New York.
No, Donald Trump!
Thousands of people marched in at least 10 cities.
During the second straight day of protests, over the election of Donald Trump. Officers declaring the demonstration a riot after several people began vandalizing cars and businesses in the city's Pearl District. Some protesters launched fireworks and other projectiles at police.
I threw a trash can at them because I'm angry.
Will you go home?
No. No, I will not go home.
Blocks from the White House, but far removed from the peaceful transfer of power, anti-Trump protests turned violent today. More than 200 people were arrested. 6 police officers were wounded.
Burning cars and smashed windows. A small group of protesters dressed in black, their faces covered, armed with hammers and bricks. Before the swearing-in ceremony even began, protesters tried to block checkpoint entrances. Several officers injured during the protest today, and more than 100 people arrested.
Trash cans and then 3 vehicles set on fire.
Vandalism aimed at downtown businesses prompted riot police to descend on these unruly protesters. One demonstrator threw a flashbang grenade back at police. It exploded in an officer's face. One protester tossed an American flag onto a bonfire. All throughout Inauguration Day, police had their hands full with some demonstrators who smashed storefronts and set a limousine on fire. More than 200 arrests were made and 6 police officers injured.
There's been people, individuals who have banded together, ordinary people who simply saw what needed to be done and came together and supported those ideals who have made the difference. They've marched. They've bled. Yes, some of them have died.
This is, I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
Yeah, there you go. Folks, you remember that? RT, go ahead and opine, if you will, on this. And Chatters, welcome and thank you. And by the way, I just want to say thank you to well, thank you to everybody in the chat. I'm not going to call everyone out by name, but thank you for your commentary on the PA poll watcher and the PA laws. Go ahead. But opine, RT, on what you just saw.
Well, this is just typical. You know, it's funny how the left can get away with it. It's okay when they do it. It's all about democracy when they do it. But let the right do anything. And I'll tell you right now, if they cheat in this election, they're going to find out what the right's all about. January 6th was nothing. That wasn't even a protest, okay? That was more or less, okay, if you want to call it a protest, I'll give you that. But it was small. It was nothing. If they don't do this right, they're going to be the ones with the blood on their hands. And don't say that there won't be. Doug made a comment the other night when I was talking to him on the phone. He said, no matter what, cities are going to burn. And you know what? I absolutely believe them. And they're setting up for, they think that they're going to take this election. They're going to steal it. They're going to cheat. They're going to do what they have to. I didn't notice it. I caught the article today. It was October 15th. And Democrats in Congress seek to prevent another January 6th riot, protect Electoral College certification. Stop and think about what I just said. Democrats in Congress. Why are Democrats in Congress having these low-level meetings about January 6th, 2025? That's wrong. The title's wrong. It should be Congress. Bipartisan. No, they're planning on cheating. I'm telling you, you can see this coming. And I'm going to tell you, in Erie, Pennsylvania, where Doug's going to be a poll watcher, they best not do it.
No, thank you for that.
I'll tell you, my friend, I wouldn't want to be there with you getting angry. Call it that, angry.
Well, tomorrow in the morning, I'm going to be contacting the sheriff. I'm going to be contacting we have a page of attorneys or a page with some contacts. I'm going to be contacting attorneys. I'm not going to go out there and be put in a pen, and nor should anyone else. But the macro issue here is the left, they're a bunch of communists, and understand what we're fighting for. Anyone who votes for, and look, you know, you might say, well, the whole thing is rigged, what's the use, so what? I get that. I really understand.
Yeah,
from the bottom of my heart, man, I get that. I get it, but we have to do what we have to do, and that's everything in our power.
Especially if there's a forensic investigation. The votes have to be there. Okay.
Yes.
They can't erase everything. You have to understand that. These are computers. There's always a digital footprint. The problem was before, we couldn't get anybody to look at anything digital forensics. We couldn't get it. I was wondering, you watched the rally last night, Doug. Did you notice that? Doug,
I mean, by the way, from start to finish, go ahead.
Yeah, it was great. Doug, I had fallen asleep. Doug called me and told me it was on. I got on there when the guy that used to be on Fox News. What's his name?
Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson. I just drew a blank there. When Tucker Carlson was on, so I saw all of Donald Trump's thing. You know what? And Melania Trump. I love Melania Trump. I really do. That is a class act when that woman walks on stage. She's fantastic. I love her. But I was last night, I caught Donald Trump. He looked over and he's talking to Elon Musk about the secret. They've got a secret. And I wonder what that secret is. I really wonder, especially with all the way Elon's mind works, the type of businesses that he has. We know he's already putting out here what they call computer prophecy, you know, diagrams of showing Trump at 69% in the country. Now, this is a man that's tied up in AI, all kinds of things we, you and I, as common man, a lot of us don't understand. But I'm just wondering, what do you think that secret would be? And I'm asking Doug and Eric and the people that are in the chat. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I heard that. I don't know. Brother, I don't know. How's that for an answer? I don't either.
I don't know. I don't know, but I'm curious.
Well.
We got a lot of good stuff here tonight, buddy.
Yeah, we do. Eric, any idea?
Good. We're doing good.
All right. That's good. Yeah, I can't. I'm blind on this side. I mean, I've got no preview. I got nothing. So you'll have to tell me if I freeze up or whatever. But okay, so that was 2016. But look, this was all set in motion during the 20th century, basically. I mean, this was all, even before that. Well, you can go back to 1776.
Soros financed that long before, Doug.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, I found this video, and I think a lot of people have forgotten this this narrative by, it's a 38 second video by G. Edward Griffin. I would hope that people, I'll put the link in the program description box. Again, HagmanPI.com, two ends on Hagman. But share this. If you're on any social media, as we are, share this with your friends, your family. But this is the framework for what's happening today. This is cut to 38 seconds in length. G. Edward Griffin, the communist directive in 1943. Because we saw this yesterday against the backdrop of the rally at Madison Square Garden, and I've got really some historical information that you really, really need to see. And I know Eric the Tech, this puts a strain on you, on your on what you're doing, but. If you didn't catch, look, I don't care if you don't like the man Mark Levin, or if you like him or don't like him, it doesn't matter to me. Okay, you know, I've never met the man, but the fact is, he provides a historical perspective of basically what we saw last night and how the left has created this false narrative and how they're weaponizing what President Trump is doing and how they're attacking. This outlines the history behind it. And boy, if you didn't see Life, Liberty, and Levin last night, man. The link will be in the program description box. But getting back to this, 1943 directive, communist directive in 43. Go ahead. This is video two.
In 1943, the following directive was issued from party headquarters to all communists in the United States. It read, when certain obstructionists become too irritating, label them after suitable buildups as fascist or Nazi or anti-Semitic, and use the prestige of anti-fascist and tolerance organizations to discredit them. In the public mind, constantly associate those who oppose us with those names which already have a bad smell. The association will, after enough repetition, become fact in the public mind. In 1943...
So there it is. Mm-hmm. Any questions? Or to Randy...
No, they do the same thing. We have politicians in Canada. One of the politicians was caught on film saying that. Plain and simple. If you say it enough times, it becomes the truth.
Exactly.
They've been doing that crap forever.
Yes.
Look how old that film is. And Hitler wasn't the first person to do that. He's the first person to put out a film like that. Because that's what was available to him. That crap's been going on for as long as there's been communism.
I'm telling you right now, that is under threat right now, because that's right. I do believe, I really believe if and when President Trump assumes the office of the presidency, that notice I didn't say wins the election or whatever, but assumes that office, if and when that happens, I believe the threat, the communist threat, it will still be there. And they're going to be fighting back. But the fact is, this time around, I believe President Trump will have assembled the people necessary. Like him or don't like him, RFK, he can certainly get it done on the health front. He might have to be reined in on some environmental stuff, but he can get it done on the health front.
Minor stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm telling you what, Elon Musk with this oversight department, maybe create a new department, get rid of some of the other ones, like the Department of Education. Yes, I said that because it's useless. It's just sucking money out and we don't need it. Okay, but now is the time to take our country back. And if you're not fully involved, fully engaged, I don't know what the hell you're doing then. Okay, but you better be fully involved and fully engaged. This is just me. I'm talking to the people out there who maybe just happened upon this broadcast by accident. Okay, if you're not fully involved, like I said, you know, poll watchers, look, you know, don't settle for being hid behind glass. By the way, they removed someone from a line. Let me see if I'm not sure if I put this on. No, I didn't. I know I tweeted this out. There was a woman who was standing in line in one of the counties in Pennsylvania. And forgive me, I don't recall which county. And she was, apparently they were having problems. Go figure. The same kind of problems we're having in Erie County with long lines because the idiots down there, okay, whoever's behind this early voting crap in the system, okay, they can't handle it. Things break. Things don't work right. So there's a long line. But in this case, in this county in Pennsylvania, again, it's on my X feed. Being arrested for telling people, and she's standing there kind of yelling, you know, outside voice inside saying, stay in line, don't go, you know, stay in line. Right. Yeah. I mean, and she was arrested. My question is, of all the people in line, if there were any America First people in line, she didn't do anything wrong. Why didn't you make a circle around her when the two cops came to arrest her and say, no, you're not going. And she wasn't saying vote for Trump, vote for Harris, vote for Joe Stein. She wasn't saying any of that. We need civil. No, we need to follow the law. We can't. Don't get your camera out in video. Do something. Stand in front of her. Yep. There it is right there. Go ahead and run it. There's audio there.
Yep. You locked her up? That is insane, man. She is not influencing people. She is not at all.
Hit that from the start if you don't mind. Here.
It'll be up in a second. But no, yeah, Doug's absolutely right. Don't stand around and watch. It's like the lady that got taken down by the cops for wearing a mask in the bleachers and sitting all by herself at the football game. Everybody just stood around and watched the cops rough her up. You know what? We've always backed the blue. But the blue have got to be doing the right thing. Because we're getting into a government that's going to turn the blue on us, man.
And anyone who does, any member of the blue who follows those orders, I'm telling you, you're on the wrong side of history, and you're on the wrong side of the Constitution as well. And the recent directive, of course, to use lethal force by the U.S. military, first time in American history, at least modern American history, with the presidential directive. You think that's by accident? You think any of this is by accident? It's not. You know why? Because they can't win. They can't win on the issues. They can't win. This is cut three, the 9 seconds. Watch the energy here and compare it to what you saw at Madison Square Garden. And the reason I'm not putting any clips from Madison Square Garden here is because most people, I'm sure, have already saw it. I might have maybe one short clip, but most people have already seen it. So you saw the energy. I mean, how many thousands were waiting outside? How many thousands were packed in that, Madison Square Gardens? Okay, and you look at the Harris-Walz campaign, it's dying. Now, the polls don't reflect that, but crap on the polls.
Reality reflects it.
There it is. If you don't mind, and thank you for putting that up, Eric the Tech. Thank you so much. Video 3. This is so much energy. Take a look at this. 9 seconds worth is all I could take. This is cut 3. Maybe.
Now, you know, in 2016. Yeah, okay, we don't want to reflect too much on that. But in 2016. Now, you know, in 2016.
It's worthy.
Yeah, okay, we don't want to reflect
check that
too
crowd.
Much on that. But in 2016.
Okay, you can cut that. Check that crowd. That was yesterday. That was the Harris-Walz or Harris campaign stop. Check it out. I think that was in maybe Michigan. I'm not sure, 100% sure where that was. Incredible.
Let me. Did you see what Craig Sawyer posted on Twitter about an officer ordering a soldier to shoot a U.S. citizen?
Craig said, I did not see that.
This is why Craig Sawyer is a friend of this program, one of the many reasons. But he said, let me put this bluntly. If any military commander ordered me to operate against my fellow law-abiding American citizens here domestically, I would turn and shoot that commander in the face.
Oh, I think I retweeted. Resent that out, reposted that. Yeah,
I definitely reposted it. I'll tell you what, and that's how I feel about it, and that's how Doug feels about it. I would not take that. Is not a lawful order. That is not a lawful order.
Man, absolutely incredible, incredible times we find ourselves living in, and we talk about, and I really. It's easy to talk about the surface level issues, right? It's easy to talk about what happened at the campaign or the rally yesterday, or show the Harris-Walz campaign lack of energy. It's really easy. I mean, everyone's doing it. Tune into any show from MSNBC to CNN to you name it, to Fox. They're all showing everything. It's all okay, but that's surface level. But what are we fighting against as America First people? What are we fighting against? This is page 1 in the show notes, and you're not going to hear mainstream media talking about this. And RT, you've got, I know you've got some perspective on this, but folks, the Daily Mail published this. Tim Walz had a secret affair with the daughter of a top Chinese communist official during his teaching stint in China. Now you may think, well, wait a second, it really does. I mean, think of Swalwell and Fang Fang Bang Bang. Thank you. You know, okay. This would be a major office holder. It's bad enough that he's governor now, but for crying out loud. So Tim Walz had a secret fling with the daughter of a high-ranking communist official. And folks, you can find this at page 1 in the show notes at agmentpi.com. Jenna Wang, who's now 59 years old, claims that the VP hopeful showered her with gifts and seduced her at his pokey staff accommodation. What the hell is that? Pokey staff accommodation at number 1 high school in Foshan, Guangdong province. First of all, the guy was there 30 times. Okay, Walz. Okay, he's a communist Chinese asset. He still is. And I'll tell you this, once a communist Chinese asset, always a communist Chinese asset. It's kind of like, well, you don't need any, but you get the idea, right? That's the way it is. Now, of course, they had to do it in secret. They couldn't risk doing this in the public. They couldn't show affection because Wang's dad was a high-ranking official in the Communist Chinese Party. He would disown her for fraternizing with a Westerner. I mean, that's they got pictures in there from in that page. They got pictures of her and him. But the Minnesota governor, however, Oh, by the way, the romance blossomed behind closed doors as I sipped tea. Made love, yes. Listened to George Michael. Oh, how cozy. Oh, how cozy. For crying out loud.
Leading, can we not get a politician, Doug, that hasn't been compromised by the Chinese?
I don't think so, brother.
What the hell? I'm waiting for to find it out about Harris. I mean, this is getting nuts.
I don't think they want her. She's too stupid.
Yeah, what is that? There is that, sir.
You know, we do have something coming up here. Jack Posobiec, you know, that we're friends and such. He did post something. Now, he's hearing something from the White House about how Biden is saying, look, it's over. The whole thing is over. Okay, but and Biden, and this is coming really from Joe Biden, calling her not only, you know, it's like the hare and the tortoise. Not only is she the tortoise slow, but she's also stupid. Okay. And the animus coming from the White House, from the Jill and Joe Biden, and even Barack Obama to a lesser degree, because he's got to kind of keep the peace, is off the charts. So this is, but we're dealing with Walls, who's completely compromised. And I mean, can you imagine this jazz hands guy? Okay, this light in the loafers piece of crap, you know, romancing Wang Wang. Okay, Jenna Wang, absolutely unbelievable. You saw it on the screen. Thank you, Eric the Tech, for putting that up. I know those are difficult to do at times, but the fact of the matter is. Now, the important part here is Waltz's time in China is already a source of controversy after he misleadingly claimed in interviews and congressional transcripts, meaning congressional testimony, where he friggin' lied. Okay, he lied in Congress while under oath that he was in Hong Kong when the Tiananmen Square protests erupted from April to June of 1989. He wasn't there. Of course he wasn't there. And he didn't join the staff of the nonprofit World Teach in China until August of that year. You know, prompting him to say, you know, that he was a friggin' knucklehead. Well, I got a better term for you, but I can't say it on there.
Knucklehead?
So, knucklehead, yeah. That's, he called himself a knucklehead, as if that's endearing to the public. But this is an important story. This is critical to understand. The enemy is within. And the enemy is within. It's within the government. And folks, this is why you vote. This is why you say, no, I'm not going to stand behind glass. No, I'm not going to do this. You say, no, I'm not going to put on another friggin' mask. No, I'm not going to comply. I'm not going to obey. We are going to adhere to the Constitution. And if you want to fight, then let's rock. Go ahead, sir. RT, you there?
I'm right here, sir.
All right, go ahead.
Yep. Yeah, I'm good. Okay.
Go ahead.
I totally agree with you, man. Absolutely. Right. I don't comply. It's time. Look, there's going to be some civil disobedience. Go back and look over these last. Let's just look at what Doug showed at the beginning of the program, the unrest in 2016. Okay. Let's just start there. Look at what the left has done. All right? They've taken it to the streets. Listen, they're going to take it to the streets again. And I honestly think, and I hate to say this, but even when Trump's in office, we're probably going to have to take care of some business. The right. Okay? All us Mr. Nice guys that have been sitting back, taking it easy, chilling out, watching this. We might have to support our president. That all depends. We're going to wait and see how this plays out. If anybody's going to do anything right, in my opinion, I think Trump will take the vote. There's going to be a lot of cheating. But listen, we've got to overrun those polls with votes. We have got to. You've got to get your vote in, okay? It makes it that much harder. Because they're still thinking 2020, it's going to be close. But no, we want a landslide, all right? because there's going to be forensics on this. All right. There's going to be forensics. It's the only way that there's going to be peace in this country. Because the cheating is not acceptable anymore. They let them get away. It wasn't acceptable last time, but nobody's done anything. And you know what? We're really nice about things. We're God-fearing people. Enough is enough. And I know that there's a lot of people that feel that way. Doug knows a lot of people that feel that way. And there's a turning point coming. And we just put our hand up and say, stop.
100%.
And listen, I don't mind getting dirty. I really don't. And I'm not in the greatest physical shape. But amazingly, the good Lord has been making me better and better and better and better and better. Okay? I'm getting around a lot better than I used to. Okay? And I love my country. And I'm not going to let a bunch of leftist pukes burn cities down. I'm not going to have where kids that are conservatives aren't going to be able to walk onto a college campus. We're not going to have this crap. We're not going to accept it. And you need to start saying that now. We will not accept this. And I mean this. And if I have to set the example, I'll set it.
Well, amen, Randy. Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com. If you want to talk to him.
I'm done. This is really our last shot. If we can't get Trump in office and start knocking this communist machine down, we're going to lose this country.
Well, here's what people aren't getting, I don't think. And I don't know how many people have seen this or understand this. This is cut four in the show notes. How many people know to the extent of which Biden, Harris, Obama, specifically Obama, but Biden, Harris, and people like, the people behind the scenes, and even our current Congress, those many, many, many of the 535 are supportive of things like this. This is less than 2 minutes. This is Kamala Harris. Folks, buckle in. Just if you haven't seen this, put your seatbelts on. Even if you're on the couch, okay, brace yourself. Because this is what they are doing to American citizens. They're robbing us. Yeah, well, you know that, but which is why I've lost all, in case you haven't noticed, yeah.
Slipped past you.
I'm on the edge right now. Okay.
Ragged edge.
And it was so, just to give you some context, and I don't want to get personal necessarily. No, I'm not going to go there. Let's go to cut four. And this is the Kamala Harris administration has made it legal for Ukrainian immigrants. Is that what they are? To get SSI checks. Watch this. Cut four.
For the start of Russia's invasion, thousands of Ukrainians are temporarily living in the U.S.
There are some viral videos claiming Ukrainians are receiving benefits like Social Security while they're living here.
So Jerry Carnes with our Verify team is digging into the claim.
President Joe Biden is committed to welcoming 100,000 Ukrainians who fled the war there to find their way here to the United States. There are viral videos like this one questioning that commitment.
President Biden has made it legal for Ukrainian immigrants to get SSI checks.
Our viewers asked us to verify if Ukrainians here in the United States are receiving benefits like Social Security. Let's check. Our sources are the Social Security Administration, the Office of Refugee Resettlement, the Uniting for Ukraine program, and immigration lawyer Charles Cook. According to Cook, there are three ways Ukrainians can legally seek refuge here. One is through the Uniting for Ukraine program. Those who qualify can stay in the U.S. for up to 2 years as humanitarian parolees and receive some benefits.
They're eligible for food stamps. They're eligible for Supplemental Social Security, SSI. They're eligible for insurance, Medicare.
The Social Security Administration says that certain Ukrainians in the U.S. may be eligible for SSI benefits. The Office of Refugee Resettlement confirms humanitarian parolees may also be eligible for assistance through existing programs, like the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, health care through Medicaid, and food through SNAP.
No, they're not lifetime on the taxpayer at all. This is basically helping refugees who couldn't help themselves.
So we can verify it's true. Some Ukrainians who have arrived in the United States since Russia's invasion of their country may apply and could qualify for benefits like supplemental Social Security for a limited amount of time.
There you go.
You know, just on a note here, my brother passed away in the beginning of COVID. Nothing to do with COVID, but he tried for 7 years to get Social Security disability. Doug, he tried for 7 years.
Of course.
Before he finally got it. And these people just roll in on an airplane and get it. Do you know what a slap in the teeth is? Listen, I've lived in the U.S. and Canada, but you wouldn't believe the amount of money that I paid into Social Security in the United States. I've always had high-paying jobs. Trust me, when it's Social Security time, which I'm working on right now, I'll be right up there at the top you can get. My brother paid into Social Security all his life, too, until right. He couldn't work. 7 years, Doug, and they're just giving this crap away.
Yeah, they are.
And you know what? We've got people listening right now. You people are out there struggling. I know. You send me the emails. I know. And God bless you. And you don't have to justify why you can't send money in. God, we know. And we love you. You're always welcome in this family. Okay? I cry with some of the emails I see, literally. I want to weep. Okay? But this, what they're doing is wrong. They don't say that they're not going to be on Social Security. They're on it now. And the way things are going, they're going to stay on it. Communists want the civilians dependent on the government. Please
of course.
Please understand that. Please understand that, people.
And that framework was set up, like you saw with J. Edgar Griffin back in the 40s. And it existed obviously prior to that. But this is, we have a... our debt's what, $35 trillion?
In
4 years, President Trump cannot even touch fix that in 4 years.
They seem to think they're going to take a big chunk out of it.
I think Elon Musk, when asked at the rally yesterday, was asked about how much, you know, what a dent he could make, perhaps, you know, in the oversight department. He said $2 million. But I think, you know, that's a very difficult question to answer. I think he could do a lot more than that. And I suspect will with the government waste.
It sounded at one point like somebody had said something where they were going to spend $3 trillion to get us where we need to be to start knocking that down. I'm not sure how that works, but what their plan is, obviously. That's the way I understood it when they said it. Maybe I misunderstood it. I very well could be wrong on that.
Yeah, and folks in the chat, you can certainly
weigh in on that. Definitely, yeah. You know, because I would, you know, we were talking while he was talking, and I just thought I heard that because that is a huge thing. This and people understand that Harris has no way, none whatsoever, of doing anything except increasing the debt. Donald Trump and the people he surrounds himself with at least know what it's like to take a dollar and turn it into 100. Okay? When you start businesses, and that's what you do, that's what I did. I started $6,500. Next thing you knew, I had a business that was doing $6 million a year. That's what businessmen do. And when they go on about taking money away from these businessmen. Oh, we can't cut their taxes. Tax them. No, those are the guys you don't tax. Because every year that I didn't get burned in taxes, Doug, I bought another van.
There you go. And how
I
many
put another
families
employee on the payroll?
Exactly. How many? You know, and you don't have to answer this. And you can put it side by side if you want, if that's easier. But how many employees did you hire?
I had 16 employees.
So maybe 50 people that you were responsible for, roughly.
In other words,
50.
One
but
six.
16.
Yeah.
But their families putting
food on the table.
And how many has Harris employed or created? How many jobs has she created? Zero.
Because she can't improve that she worked at McDonald's.
No, and you're never going to see that.
We know that. The things that I've seen about Harris appall me. I remember I sent you a video. I think I popped it over yesterday about when she had a little bit of power as a DA in California.
Yeah, it was too big to import. I'm sorry about that.
But in a nutshell, because she was the DA, she started going after and arresting the parents of children that were truant in the school system. Now, she didn't look into why they were truant, you know, because they were handicapped and couldn't go to school. Oh, no. Take them to jail. And there's a video out on Twitter. It was too large. I tried to send it, Doug. It's too big.
But
the point is, it's on Twitter. And if you're on Twitter and you're looking around, you will see it. And it made me sick to my stomach because she was gloating about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And yeah, like you said, mother of one girl who would she have cerebral palsy or something?
Yeah, I think it was cerebral palsy. The little girl couldn't walk.
Right. And she was hospitalized. And Harris laughed and was laughing and saying, go send the homicide people out and the SWAT people out and scare the parents.
Yes.
I can almost understand the reasoning behind that. But you've got to delineate between the truancy up your, you know, lack of parenting skills and the truancy. You've got to differentiate between that and a girl like that, because the woman lost her job, she lost her home, she almost lost her child because of Harris.
And Doug, she was sending homicide detectives and robbery detectives. These are people that should be solving crimes in the city that Harris is in. Of course, Harris's method of operation was, just arrest the first, believe it or not, black guy and stuff him in the joint. Fix the evidence. Yep. Oh, we know there's evidence that exonerates him. I don't want to see that. There's a lot of men doing time. Oh, that would like to get a chunk out of Harris's ass. She's foul. She's nasty. She's a foul person. And I'm being nice.
I wouldn't
let her in my house. If she was in a restaurant, she came in, I would tell the manager either she leaves or I'm leaving. She's disgusting.
And the manager would probably show you the door, given, you know.
That's fine. She keep me here. Chances are I'll come back. She won't come back. You know what? You remember in school you used to call those really nasty people skanks? This is a skank. This is skank, man. National level. She's gross. She's worse than Pelosi. I'm serious. When that voice starts going, bam.
Oh, did you happen to see, folks in the chat too, did you happen to see her church appearance yesterday?
Aww.
Her church voice, that passage?
Wasn't that precious, Doug? Didn't you just feel that God was in the room?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I don't think I have it in the show notes because it just made me want to vomit. But
Oh, and when I did that, that wasn't me hitting Harris. That was me hitting the wall. I've never hit a woman in my life.
Oh, I know.
Well, I don't want them coming and knocking on your door, Doug, and going, We understand that Randy Taylor would like to punch Harris in the face.
No, we all get it. But you know what? It's not that far from here. And I'll tell you something, folks. And I'm resigned to this fact. I was talking to Steve Whale about this. you know, there are, and folks, somebody, I think Laura Loomer had posted this on X about the social influencers, you know, once anti-Trump, now pro-Trump at Madison Square Garden, trying to get in into the media, you know, with VIP passes, right? And others getting paid, influencers. You have got no, folks, you have no idea in this, in just a little background secret. You got no idea how many people get paid for doing this. We don't get paid. How many people offer money camps, whether it's Harris. And I've not ever been approached by Trump or anyone else, because they know.
I can't get a follower on Twitter. What are you talking about? Social influencing for me.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we were knocked down so hard, two, three years ago, we were knocked down so hard that we had to dig to see daylight in terms of followers. You know, it's
amazing.
I lost
like 3,000 followers. I was almost to 5 grand, and I lost like 3,000 followers. Had to start all over. Then that 2,000 went under 1,000. Now I'm back up to about 2,000. This is ridiculous. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please give Randy Taylor a follow?
So, I mean, if you're on social media, and it's not, look, just to be clear, RT and I, we don't define ourselves by followers, because we just don't. We don't define ourselves in that way. But the fact, the important part of all of this is that the information, the message gets out. That's the only reason. I could care less.
Because you'll repost. If you're seeing my post because you're a follower, chances of you reposting are much, 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 much higher. Look at that handsome guy.
I was going to say.
He's even got, I got my Trump hat on.
I see that.
I raised a war.
Wow, man. You know, I've got my my Trump hat here as well, but... So give him a follow. But again, it's a bigger issue than just this. We're looking at censorship, and we're fighting censorship at all levels. And you know, it's when you get throttled, and people say, "Well, look, you're on Rumble, so it's pretty organic, the following." No, because it would take too long to explain. Now, if you're like somebody like Dan Bunch, you know, you can get, you know, 3 million followers while he owns the platform, but that's a whole different
bird,
level.
And we're trying to use Twitter to bring followers into Rumble. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? I take snippets right off the show of Doug and a guest, put them right on Twitter with the link in, the whole nine yards. And you know, once you hit that link, it's going to take you to a link that's going to put you on Rumble. So, I mean, it all works together. But we can't do it without your help. And I don't listen. I have a life, too. I don't want to spend all day in Twitter and posting stuff here and there. And I certainly don't want to bring any other platforms in. I don't do Facebook just because I think the security on it is the worst on the planet. That's just what I think.
And Facebook is the worst in censorship, too.
That and YouTube. I would never be on YouTube.
Oh, YouTube is a communist platform in my view.
I have a Facebook account, and I did that because I have a little golf game that I like to play. That's it. You'll never see me. I have never posted anything on Facebook.
Let me ask a question. Okay. And folks in the chat, I've been trying to get an answer to this question, and maybe you can help me, and RT too, and even Eric the Tech. I mean, not even, but... He would probably know about this more. How is it that you've got some huge so-called conservative accounts on YouTube that aren't censored? Chasters, do you know what I'm talking about? People on the right, they're never censored. They're not throttled. They're on YouTube. Are they getting by, sneaking by?
I know what you're talking about. My daughter's pointed them out to me, Doug. The people on the right that are on YouTube. And I think what it is they're so mild that they're ineffective. They don't say what's on their mind. They say what we often go over the line on the show here because we tell you like it is.
Nothing illegal, but no, certainly
we don't. We try not to candy coat everything.
No.
But people on YouTube, they're candy coated. Everything's candy coated. Everything. I've watched them. Even the top, and I'm not going to say any names, top ones. People that you know and I know, Doug, that to me, as far as I'm concerned, you might as well be, you're not doing much of anything.
No. And look, I've been kicked off of GoDaddy personally. My business has been kicked off GoDaddy.
You've been kicked off some of the finest platforms in the country, sir.
I've been kicked off of Spotify.
Yeah.
I've been kicked off of YouTube, absolutely, with 250,000 followers or viewers or whatever you call them.
Mm-hmm.
And we collectively, you and I, are being throttled on X or Twitter at this very moment.
Mm-hmm. And unbeknownst to Elon, he wouldn't know.
No, of course not.
These are people, listen, there's still carryovers from Jack's regime. They're still in there. And they're still doing it. They've tried to lock me out of my account before.
Oh,
and I come right back in, and I, you know, you hit me with any security thing you want. Please call me at home, butt boy. You know, like what number you want to call that?
I'm looking at the answers in the chat, and they're all correct. You know, I think, folks, I thank you for opining in the chat. You know. Look, some people self-censor, which bothers me too. If to echo your word, Randy Taylor, she's a skank. Okay. Now, okay. We don't even have to go that far. If a woman gets raped by anybody and you use, I see people instead of saying, this girl, woman was raped. And instead of spelling out the word rape, they put asterisk in certain vowel positions. I want to know why we have in 2024, why we have to do that. I'm not doing that. I'm not using these hieroglyphic emoji crap to, if you see an emoji, I guess, is that what they call them? Emojis?
Well, you see like an asterisk. They'll be like F-U asterisk K-E-D. I've done that before.
But why?
To the extreme. Well, because I'm not going to use that word.
Why? Okay, then pick another word. Let's go to the news. If somebody is raped... And it's a news article, and they put an asterisk instead of an A in the raped. Why? Why do we have to do that? Look, spell it out.
Right.
Don't use word pictures.
People are afraid.
We're not six.
That's why they do it. People are doing it. They're afraid of getting kicked off.
Well, okay.
I do it just not to be following. I only do it on that one word.
A headline in the newspaper can say rape or murder or whatever, but you can't say it on social media. You can't repeat the headline because, oh my gosh, I mean, I don't know why.
No.
Say it.
I think it depends on what platform you're on. I don't know. It's like you said, though, Facebook, you got to be careful there. Twitter is okay. It's pretty much wide open. Twitter's wide open.
But you know, again, in the chat, thank you. I see people self-censoring. I don't believe in that because, the other thing too, you know, those little pictures, the emoji crap. Okay, spell it out. We're not six. I'm not in kindergarten. I'm not in first grade. Spell it out. All right.
I don't even bother sending those to Doug. I'll get a phone call if I ever send them an emoji.
If I see an emoji in a text, done. Out. I don't even know who. I don't even check. Just enough to see the emoji is enough for me to delete the thing. All right. Before we move on.
My no wife. Smiley faces here, baby.
Yeah, I got to tell you, my wife, She's like, how can you stand yourself sometimes? And she's right, too. That's the thing. Beautiful woman. All right. Hey, look, awesome. Have you ever wondered why or what happened to Chuck Norris? I ask this all the time. Folks, go to chuckdefense.com/Agman. You know, you're probably sick and tired of me talking about Chuck Norris, but the guy's 84 years old, okay? He's 80 flipping 4 years old, and he's got more energy than I do. And it's just fantastic. When you look at his video, you know, I was shocked at the video, and I'm sure you will be too. He's stronger, he can work out longer, and he has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. But he did this by making just one change. And I'm in the process of this as well. And I'll tell you what, I feel better. I feel spunkier. Maybe you can tell. Maybe I'm a little bit more, I don't know, edgy. But that comes from the energy I have. He feels like, Chuck Norris feels like he's in his 50s. His wife started doing this one thing too. She never felt better. She feels 10 years younger. So Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/Hagman or clicking the link below this video. Just navigate down, you'll find it. And it's going to change the way you think about your health. And once again, that's chuckdefense.com/Hagman. Click on the link in the description box below. And remember, this guy's legendary. 84 years old. Look at this guy. 84. He looks better than I do. He could discover he could create dynamic changes to his health. Thanks, my friend. I deserve that. All right, folks, again, chuckdefense.com/Agman. Yeah, I know. All right.
It's amazing. He looks like 30 years ago. No kidding.
Well, there's me on, you know, trying to, can you picture me trying to do those exercises? I don't know. Yeah, there's only one exercise I do, and that's trigger control. All right. So, look, if and when President Trump comes back, and this fits into everything, and then I got to go back to something a little bit that we talked about earlier, but this fits with everything. Bannon's coming back tomorrow, and when Trump wins, and if he has the chance, if he has the opportunity to do things to change the system, it's not retribution, it's justice. Natalie Winters talks about this in Cut 5. This is Cut 5. It's just over a minute long, but it's worth your time to see her explain this. This is Cut 5, HagmanPI.com. It's not retribution, it's justice. Here it is.
In the last 4 months that I've been hosting this show, I truly never thought this day was going to come, but here we are. But let's be very frank. Today is not, or rather tomorrow, is not a day for celebration. It's not a victory, right? Think about what they took from you for the last 4 months. It's a day of righteous indignation. Because, to quote a little document, when in the course of human events, a regime throws Stephen K. Bannon in prison, whose only crime was putting America first, you look that regime in the face and you vote them the hell out. And you deconstruct and tear down the administrative state and you salt the earth after it. It's not retribution, it's justice, and our fight for that has only intensified after what they did to Stephen K. Bannon.
And they're going to do it to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a message there. And they're going to do it to you.
And she's making a really good point. When Trump comes in, the left keeps screaming about this retribution, and he's going to weaponize. You know what? All of these things are already being done. What he's going to do is bring it back to where it's supposed to be. And unfortunately for the left, a lot of those people belong under indictment and on trial. And if they find their little asses in a courtroom somewhere behind a judge that isn't an activist, they had it coming, okay, by law. Not by some twisted, we're going to bring you to jail just because you're the opposition, or bring you to court because you're the opposition. That isn't how it operates, and Trump doesn't operate that way. All he's going to do is follow the law. And do you know how many laws have been broken in the last 4 years? That's not retribution okay? That's a realignment of the system.
Right.
The system needs to be recalibrated and realigned because it is broken now. And it's been broken. It's been misused. It's been abused. And we've got to stop that. And I know a lot of judges that when Trump comes in, they need their asses blown right off the seat they're on. To the unemployment line.
Anyone in the chat or RT, do you know what the sentence date is right now in New York for President Trump? Assuming he does, let's just say he does not get elected, which is a very real possibility. Do you know, did anyone know what the date of sentencing is for Donald Trump? It doesn't matter. But when he faces a sentence, you damn well bet if he's not sitting in the Oval Office, he will go to jail. What's going to happen at that moment in time? They're already building fencing at the Capitol right now for January 5th.
You know what?
Or whatever.
If the people go to Washington, D.C., and want to take care of business, they can put up all the fences they want. They can put all the snipers on the roof that they want. It will be absolutely a waste of time and their lives and their property.
100%.
Because I'll tell you right now, the Patriots have been sitting around watching this country be degraded, destroyed, watch the people in it getting crapped on. We've been defiled. It's like we've been raped.
Man, that's a good word. We've been defiled.
I'm telling you, we have been defiled. We have been raped. And it's time for justice. And Donald Trump in office will be our justice. And if they want to start playing games, because I'll tell you right now, anybody that's got eyeballs can see that Donald Trump is going to win this election if it's done properly. And I'll put that caveat on it. That's a big if. And that if is going to carry some weight. And that if is going to have a lot of responsibility with it. And that if is going to determine what happens in this country between now and the end of the year. This is no joke. Party time's over.
Well, another good point was made. This is cut six, because I really believe the most dangerous time in history, we're in it right now in modern American history. We are right now. Perhaps that's why you
watching.
Fled the country.
The world
you
is
running
watching.
From it? No, I'm kidding. So the world is watching. And I sent a text to my wife late last night. In London, they were showing, in one area of London, folks in the chat, I don't know if you saw this, they were showing, or RT, they were showing the Madison Square Garden rally, or parts of it. And they were having a little rally themselves. But I was impressed by what was said. The world is watching. We need President Trump. We need this, we need this stability and strength. And whoever was talking, it might have been Tommy Rod. If it was Tommy Robinson, or maybe I'm out to lunch on that, I don't know. Whoever was talking said, look, this is not just about America. This is about the world. And I thought, how profound is that, right?
We've been saying that for a long time, Doug.
Indeed. So, getting back, this is cut six. The trench warfare doesn't stop just after November, no matter what happens. We are going to, the ground game is going to have to continue. But how it continues, that's going to, November 5th or whenever the winner is decided, which is why we've got to make it too big for any question. And which is why I worry about the people around me, in proximity to me, where I live. These people are radical. Okay. I mean, they're flipping radical, and they're out of their minds.
Yeah. It's a mental illness. They're mentally defective.
I'm telling you,
they've been programmed. We've talked about this. These people, they actually fell for the programming. They never shut CNN off when they shut off.
That's right. And I'm not going to get into the personal stuff, but I'll tell you something. Even my wife said, And I listen to my wife when she talks. She said, I can't believe, I just can't believe the militant nature of what's around us. And okay. And it's, well, I don't think we're going to draw first blood. I hope not.
No, we won't. It's the response. It's just like when you see that somebody goes off on an airplane, they won't sit next to somebody wearing a Trump shirt. And they make such a big deal out of it. They get kicked off the plane now.
Yeah.
I saw a beautiful video of this lady just going bananas about a Trump hat or shirt. And the funny thing was, she and her husband got kicked off the plane. That's the way
the complainers
or
the complainers
the,
or
well, the complainer got kicked off.
Okay.
That was a first. Usually the Trump person has to move. It's changing. Times are changing. We're going to change.
But it's so much bigger than and I heard this today. There are many big time CEOs going to Trump and saying, look, we're behind you. We're 100% behind. In 2020, he didn't have that. A lot of allegiance is now turning to President Trump, but that does not guarantee that doesn't translate to the polls. But go on.
But you saw Dr. Phil last night. He was talking about a lot of people are intimidated. Don't be intimidated. If you're afraid to go down and vote Trump, call somebody who's not. They'll go down with you. I promise you. All you got to say is, look, I'm apprehensive about going down there because I know what kind of garbage hangs outside of the polls, outside of the polling centers. I know. Okay? Don't be afraid.
No.
Don't do that up. Don't put on, you don't have to put on anything that says Trump.
In fact, I would discourage that.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, there are laws that that's election error. Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, and just vote your conscience. You know what? You may vote Trump here and a city councilman on the left.
Yeah.
Really vote for the person. And if you're paying any attention, Trump is the person. We're in trouble. We need, God spared Donald Trump's life in July for a reason. If you're a Christian, and I've seen these churches that want to vote for Harris, we close the doors because you're not Christians. You cannot be in today's age.
That's right.
You cannot be a far left Democrat and be a Christian. You cannot. It's mathematically impossible.
Well, it's logically impossible. Yes, I totally agree. All right. Well, folks. The reason we're talking about this, and I just want to make sure, you guys are you're probably sick of all this talk, right? But again, we're talking about the future of our constitutional republic.
Yeah.
We're not talking about something that's irrelevant. We're talking about something that's in our face. And we can't afford a repeat of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
We can't allow it.
Doug, if Harris gets in, you and I will not be doing this by the end of 2024. They will come for
25.
Us in 2025. They will, I'm telling you, they will come for us.
Already hearing that.
Man, I just, listen, ladies and gentlemen, get the people that are listening, I'm sure you're going to vote for Trump. Please get out there and vote for Trump. Take somebody with you.
To take a few with you.
Check with your family members. Make sure that, if mom and dad are having a hard time getting around, call them up. Mom and dad, you guys get the vote? Come on, I'll give you a ride down there. Even if they're going to vote for somebody else, listen, they need to vote. Do you know how many people have fought and bled and died?
Yeah.
So you have this privilege to vote. They don't have this in other countries. Some do, but not like we do. Please don't spit on the graves of our fallen because you're going to make an assumption and be complacent. Please don't do that. I beg of you, as an American who loves this country, I beg of you, don't do that. Please get out of
here. Amen to that. Well, again, the fight continues after the 5th of
of
November. So this is cut six. Check this out, and please take this to heart. Go ahead whenever you're ready. Cut six in the show notes at HagmanPI.com.
Well, the trench warfare doesn't stop just post November 5th. Like Stephen K. Bannon always says, January 20th, they're not handing over the keys to the castle. If they take the House, they'll certainly try to impeach him. They'll try to block every single nomination that exists. You'll see every single, whether it's Soros-funded, any left-wing operative-funded group, Zuckerberg-funded group, come out, try to file lawsuits, use lawfare that'll make like what look like what they've done to President Trump, to Peter Navarro, and Stephen K. Bannon look like an opening salvo sort of the test run. They will have a full-on meltdown. And by the way, you can already see it in the narrative that they're pushing, right, saying that President Trump is a fascist, but more particularly that his supporters are Nazis. So they're going to come for his supporters. They're going to come for President Trump, laying the groundwork that it's justifiable to come after them, whether it's lawfare or in some cases outright assassination. We know they've done that before. And frankly, they'll try to do it again. I would argue that if they see that these, you know, jail sentences, especially in the case of Stephen K. Bannon, isn't working, you think they're just going to sit back? Hell no. These are the people who tell us that speech is violence and that it's not just okay to sit on the sidelines and be an ally. You're going to see this fifth column, whatever you want to call it, become full-blown enemy combatants using every resource, of course, made available by people like George Soros.
Whoa, Natalie, are you talking about the enemy within? Are you talking about the enemy? We're not allowed to use this phrase, the enemy within, the fifth column.
So I just want to say this. You talk about the enemy within. Folks, you got to understand this. What happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, was not a single lone gunman, Thomas Matthew Crooks, on the roof with a gun, got lucky. And got, you know, President Trump got lucky as well, or you know, God intervened. No, it was not one single person. You have to understand this.
There's a network.
Thank you. And yes,
that's the best description you've ever said of it, Doug. You told that the day in the truck when we were driving out there. You said there is a network, and all day long, all I saw was positive reinforcement of what you said.
And you know, Bulletproof by Jack Posobiec. I have a place in my heart for that book, obviously. But and again, we don't make any money from this. But that book has a lot of good information, a lot of background information, and ties together some of the loose ends. But I'll tell you this: 1 in 10 septillion. Odds of all the things, all the failures, plus the addition of a shooter at that moment in time, at that place in time. And they're going to try it again. And I can tell you right now, they're going to try it again.
Oh, yeah. They'll try again before the election. And then once Donald Trump is in office, security is going to have to be like you wouldn't believe. It's going to be it's unbelievable because they're going to try to listen. I'm telling you what, I'm sick and tired of the left. I'm sick and tired of them taking to the streets. I'm tired of them burning the cities down. If Donald Trump gets in office, look, and I mean this, set me on a rooftop, give me a spotter and somebody to watch our six, and I'll take them down one by one. They want to play dirty?
I'll be your spotter.
I'll tell you right now. I don't miss.
I'll spell you, too. Yeah. You're dangerous on the field.
I don't miss. You put me on a rooftop, and I'll tell you right now, the left wants to play, we can play. Then I guarantee you, bring the bags, baby.
Amen to that. Okay, so this is cut 11 to really bolster everything that we're talking about. You know, you had mentioned, somebody had mentioned, no, it was Posobiec that mentioned about the enemies within. On cut 11, J.D. Vance appeared, I think it was on NBC with Kristen Welker. He was talking about, or he was being mocked about the enemy within. I don't know how many people saw this, okay? It's only 90 seconds, but in this 90 seconds, in this cut 11, he dismantles the enemy from within in about a minute and a half, when this Kristen Welker attempted to corner him on the term, the phrase, and the topic.
Which came from Kamala Harris started that crap.
Yes, yes. And actually, it was filtered down through Obama. The pushback against or to mock the enemy within. But this is really good. So cut 11. Here it is.
So this week we learned that China was behind a broad hacking campaign targeting the phones of both presidential campaigns, highlighting the threat that China poses to this country. And yet Donald Trump recently called his domestic political opponents, quote, the enemy from within, and said they are more dangerous than Russia and China. Do you believe that people like Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi are more dangerous than Russia and China?
Well, I think what Donald Trump said is that those folks pose a greater threat to United States' peace and security, because America is strong enough to stand up to any foreign adversary.
Do you agree with him? They pose a larger threat to the United States than Russia and China?
What he said, and I do agree with this, what he said is that the biggest threat we have in our country, it's not a foreign adversary, because we can handle these guys. We can handle foreign conflicts. We can't handle, look, under Nancy Pelosi's long life in public leadership, the United States has gone from the preeminent industrial power of the world to second next to China. That fundamentally belongs on Nancy Pelosi's shoulders. And if we're going to have a more prosperous country, we've got to recognize our own leadership is why we lost our industrial base to China. Our own leadership is failing to lead this country into peace and prosperity. And of course, Kamala Harris, look, when I look at the biggest threats to America, Kristen, I think the fact that people can't afford groceries, the fact that we can't meet our recruitment goals in the military, the fact that Americans have a wide open southern border, that's a way bigger threat than any foreign threat. And yes, it's caused by broken leadership.
Thoughts, RT?
Absolutely. He's absolutely right. The people, listen, when you have people sitting in legislative positions of power, they will always be, anybody that's in an organization, all right, let's say it's the mafia, the most dangerous guy to bring in down the entire outfit is the guy that's sitting at the table with the Don. That's why the old saying, what is it? Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
No, amen.
They're very dangerous. People like Pelosi. Just what Doug showed at the beginning of the show. Nancy Pelosi was calling for civil unrest and bloodshed and murder at the beginning of the show when we showed you the clips. Because when you call for that, that's what you're calling for. Antifa doesn't show up and hand out candy. BLM doesn't show up and bring you flowers. They come ready to kill you. Burn. Yeah. Rape, pillage, burn. That's, and you saw, you remember that Maxine Waters? Nobody sees that horse around much anymore. But that's the one that said to harass everywhere
they
were.
Had we let that play? Had we let that play? Maxine Waters, I think, was the next one. That was 65 seconds of a 3-minute
You know who else warned of the threat from within? Ronald Reagan.
What's that?
Ronald Reagan.
Oh, of course.
Okay? That is your biggest threat. Adam Schiff. Look what Adam Schiff did the last term of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Look what he did with the lies. The lies. Look what he did. Adam Schiff should be in prison. And I'll tell you right now, when Donald Trump comes into office, and I, you know, he's a big man. He is. And I got to say, he's got a good heart. But I hope that he has a bad day and he absolutely has a prosecutor go after Schiff.
For more than one reason,
yeah,
by the way.
That Vindman, that liar.
And, you know, we still haven't seen any. And by the way, on the screen, folks, there's a clip you're talking about.
Yes. Maxine Waters.
Still, yeah.
Yep. And that's the thing. See, we're not animals. You got to understand, we're more like soldiers, the right. Okay. Yep. We'll invite you to our house. We'll feed you a little barbecue. We love our children. We hug our children. We love our wives. We go to church. We worship our Lord. And we try and do things civilly. We try and live our lives like that. But please, you know what? Making the mistake of mistaking kindness for weakness can cost you. Pray the left. If we ever decide to take it to the streets, you have no idea the hell that would come down on the left.
Amen to that.
And I mean that. When it was over, people would be terrified to say they were on the left, ever.
Well, look who we're fighting. In cut 10.
We're not going to have...
Let me ask, especially the people in the chat, and thank you for joining Rumble and making a free account and following us. Thank you so much. I really consider you guys like extended family. I really do. I love every one of you. I don't know every one of you, but if you have a heart for God and a heart for this country and a heart for the future of this country and your family. You know, we can, all of us, RT, Eric, myself, we can actually sit with you and we can uplift one another. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. But who would think this is a good idea? This is video 10 in HagmanPI.com. Now, again, this is stuff that the media really won't show you. But you know this. Maybe you're tired of seeing stuff like this, but others who happen upon the show may not. They may not know this. But take a look at this and tell me, who thought, first of all, who thought this was a good idea, period? And then who thought this was a good idea to have this appear at a rally with jazz hands? Okay, I mean Tampon Tim. I'm speechless. 53 long seconds. Here's cut 10.
What are your pronouns?
She and they. I am 6 years old, and I do drag.
Asa is a baby drag queen.
This is where all of my dresses go.
He performs at drag shows as...
He started doing this 4, 5, now 6 years old. He is by far the youngest performer we've seen.
There's even adult performers that sometimes we can outperform. He fell in love with it. There's no turning back. Now we almost have one performance a month that Lulu gets to do.
You
want to
practice?
I really like drag, and they don't want to stop.
It's just about living in the moment and what's exciting for right now. And I think wherever that takes us is where we go.
Anybody?
It's child abuse. It is child abuse.
Remember, decency's on the ballot, right? Decency's on the ballot.
Yeah. This is good versus evil.
Children shouldn't
even be at that age, 6, talking about this kind of stuff. So you know what I mean? This is nuts. This is crazy.
You know,
I don't even. You don't even know what to say, Doug.
I don't.
Parents just sitting around clapping and cheering. I don't.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with these people?
I don't know, man. This is Satan. Satan is alive and well on planet Earth, and don't think he's not.
Well, this is
he's dancing. He is dancing in the streets.
Yeah, yeah, he is. I want to get to this cut 9. You know, when I was in Washington D.C. a couple of years back. And I was able to interview numerous people, Diamond and Silk. And I mean, some of the great, Jim Jordan, who I met. I met some angel moms there. Oh my gosh, the story is just heartbreaking. And too many. Laura Loomer, we had a long talk, and some others. Ann Coulter, believe it or not. Wow. Ooh. Okay, enough of that. But one of the guys that I interviewed, and I told him, I said, let me tell you something, sir. Sir. If I can be frank, you scared the hell out of me. You were an intimidating man. And if you want me to like wash your car, just point it out. Yeah, you don't have to. Yeah, I mean, this guy is. I mean, if you've ever folks in the chat, I mean, if anyone's ever met this man, nice guy, but boy, can he, I mean, he's intimidating. And that's Tom Homan. But he was on 60 Minutes. I love this answer. I love this answer, folks. You're going to be heartened by this. RT, if you haven't seen this, you're going to be heartened by this. We'll just run the clip. It's only a half a minute. It's all it takes, 27 seconds. That's all it takes. Listen to this. Watch this. Here it is.
We have seen one estimate that says it would cost $88 billion to deport a million people a year.
I don't know if that's accurate or not.
Is that what American taxpayers should expect?
What price do you put on national security? Is that worth it?
Is there a way to carry out mass deportation without separating families?
Of course there is. Families can be deported together.
Boom.
Be sure. Look what they're taking away from you now. It far exceeds $80 billion.
Of course.
But that's peanuts.
That's one hotel in New York City.
Get them out of here. I'm legally disabled. You know what? Tell me, I will help deport them. I'll help deport them.
Can you drive the bus? You can drive the bus. We'll drive the bus.
You push me in the wheelchair, and we'll get them out of here.
I'll tell you what.
Give me a badge.
I'll push you in the driver's seat. You drive, I'll herd them in.
You got it.
And we'll drive them the hell out of here.
Man.
And we'll go back for more. And by the way, Right Wing Watch and the 1619 project and Lincoln project, all that will drive you out of here too. Idiots, morons, Midas touch idiots.
Unbelievable.
All right. People have had it.
They've had it too good for too long, and they're abusing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I mean, it's not. It doesn't get any better.
Families. It's not families coming in.
Right. Exactly.
What did I text you the other day, Doug?
Oh,
you should bring it up on your phone or read it.
Okay. Yeah. And this, I will do this because this fits right in with what we're talking about here. Eric the Tech. I love this. Oh, look at that, Eric.
Minus the explicitives.
So, at Walmart, this was we've got two Walmarts in this area, but I think just two, maybe three if you count the one. Anyway, Eric the Tech was out looking for some more duct tape to wrap the cables up. I'm kidding. He's fantastic, but he sent me this text. I just saw three different separate groups of 4 to 6 Hispanic men. Without any kids, without any women. These were just groups, three different groups, 4 to 6 in each group, shopping at Walmart today, getting food items. Now, judging by the investigation that Eric, myself, we've all done in this area, they're being housed, we believe, in a local hotel. Again, you're talking about middle-aged Hispanic men gathered together shopping for food, no kids, no women, living in a hotel nearby. It's not the first time I saw this, he writes. Saw two groups, same type, at Walmart a couple of weeks ago when I was there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to see this at Sam's Club. I was there. I think I spoke about that last week. And then he writes, I keep hearing Comrade McKneepad's voice saying, it's families coming across. It's families coming across. And then he says, what up? And I won't repeat that. But there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's it. Deport them all. Deport every single last one of them. If you're trespassing, that's what we need to do. You trespass, you get the hell out.
The left may well arm them and put them on the streets against us.
Well, we can handle that, too. You sure you want to do that?
Yep. Be a big mistake.
Yeah. By the way, we talked about, and I know this is kind of disjointed today. It's my fault. By the way, Eric Tech, I'm sorry for giving you a conniption fits. Boy, that's my age shocking there early on. But I know it was partly my fault. But I was on the phone with the election guy and saying, no, this is not right. So I should never answer the phone like after 7:30 or 8:30 or whatever time. I don't know. Shouldn't answer the phone that late. But anyway, this is more about Harris's VP choice. Wait a minute, where is it? Oh, this is about the record. This is cut eight. This is about the records. And the reason this is important, let me just set this up. The reason this is important is because we have these operatives. They're communists. They are ideologically driven within branches of government that have been there for a long time, that Biden protects, that Obama put in and protects, that others that slipped in under the radar, or perhaps with the assistance of people like George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, go back. You can even go back pre-Reagan. But these people, especially the Clintons, but these people are in positions of authority within different branches of government. Now, check this out. This is cut eight. Records tying walls to Chinese mysteriously vanished. Now, how in the hell does that happen? Gee, I wonder. Have I seen that happen here? Oh, yeah, I have. On a local level, I've seen records just poof, gone. Oh, gee, I don't know. Don't know where they went. Criminal records, no less. Criminal documents. Who do you run to? Who do you run to when you're in the DA's office and suddenly the records are no longer there? That should be there. Do you complain to the DA? No. And boy, I'll tell you, you better have the state's attorney general on your side if you go there, because if not, you'll never see the light of day. But I digress. Check this out. This is cut eight.
So we submitted a FOIA request to the Defense Counterintelligence and Security Agency, and they basically came back and said that the SF-86 for Governor Waltz had been destroyed. Now, there are retention guidelines. However, really what we're looking at here is his general obligations to report foreign contacts during this time period that he was in the reserves. And so really what we see here is a lack of due diligence and inquiry from the Oversight Committee to get at this presumable record previously. Now, we kind of go into the thread further in working with Philip Lenzinski at Daily Caller. He was able to drudge out previous interactions between Governor Waltz and the CCP. And this isn't anything unique. As you previously reported on as well, there was a meeting that was previously scheduled between Governor Waltz and Li Xiaolin, who's the former president of a United Front entity called the Chinese People's Association for Friendship with Foreign Countries, CPAFFC. Now, this is of extraordinary concern, given the fact that our government has been compromised at the highest levels. We saw this with CEFC. For example, the CEFC NGO openly had the Confucius Institutes listed as a partner on their website. And the Confucius Institutes were openly under FBI surveillance since as early as 2009. And they really ultimately failed to identify CEFC as an influence operation for the better part of an entire decade, as you know.
Now, think about that. Think about that.
Yep.
How do you drain the swamp like they were supposed to do initially? How do you drain the swamp? You're going to have to go in there. And I saw in the chat, and I'm not sure if it's relevant to what we're talking about, you got to break a few eggs. You know, you can only take so much. Mm. You've got to. RT, I mean, you've got to fight back.
He has to come out in force.
Yeah, yeah. And the left is going to scream and say,
Let them scream. And if they take to the streets, then listen, we have to respond. I'm done with this crap. I really am. Government, Donald Trump, you do your job. We'll help you do your job.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, okay, I wanted to get to this because I'll tell you what, we'll put that aside for another time. I'll leave in the show notes, folks. It's Mark Levin. Watch at least the first 15 minutes of last night's show with Mark Levin. He goes into the history. And even draws in Madison Square Garden's a rally in 1939 of the Nazis, but it was all FDR. It was all the Democrat left. They were actually, I mean, socialists at that time. Mm-hmm. And look, M. Stanton Evans has written about it. Dinah West has written about it, and about McCarthy. McCarthy was absolutely 100% correct, but he was, of course, you know, disparaged, but. But read that, and I'll leave that as source video 12 in the show notes. But RT on this one here, you know that dirty tricks and the desperation of the left are going to be ruling between now and whenever the.
Well, they've already started. Yeah,
I mean, yeah, you know things are going to just go really bad.
That's clear.
And watch for it to go bad and very fast too.
Yeah.
But this is important because I've been hearing this, and again, I got people who are very close in the, they've got sources in the White House, in this White House. They've got whistleblowers in this White House. So that's where I'm coming from, and I trust them. And by this cut, you can trust them as well. There's some infighting between Biden and Harris. Now, this is 2 minutes. Watch the entire clip. This is a little over 2 minutes, but watch this entire clip and understand what is happening here. Go beyond the surface level infighting. Understand that this is a fight for the retention of socialism and the growth of socialism. There it is. Jack Posobiec. I'm not going to read that tweet, but you can see it there. He's got somebody in the, White House. I mentioned this earlier. I don't know if I have a. There should be a video with that. Eric the Tech, I'm not sure. Do we have it?
That's a video.
That is a video. Okay, go ahead and play that.
The report that I was able to source over this weekend, the shade war continuing between the camps of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, with Joe Biden essentially saying that he thinks that the race is dead. And I, guys, if we have that tweet, let's throw it up. You know, essentially saying that he thinks that the race is dead, that he thinks that Kamala, that basically he would have done a much better job than Kamala Harris had she not become the nominee and he had stayed in, and talking about how she is an innate sucker and that all the people that threw him out were can't even say that word on air, but Natalie, talk to me about this infighting that we've seen. And I call, I've sort of referred to this phase of the shade war as Jill's revenge. Are we seeing Jill's revenge right now?
Well, this may be the one time that Joe Biden's political instincts are actually correct, which I'm surprised to even be sitting here and being able to say that. But I think you see it with the flailing campaign. And I think you see it particularly in the messaging and media push that they're already starting to put out. I'm not just talking about smearing Donald Trump and, of course, his supporters as fascists and Nazis. But if you watch MSNBC, if you watch CNN, they're already priming their audience for a Trump victory. They're already starting to get ready to pass the blame game, to play the blame game. And the biggest tell, and frankly why I think it's so concerning, because now essentially this group of people, the deep state, the in-your-face state, whatever you want to call them, they now have an extra few weeks to sort of gather their troops together to actively work to subvert the Trump agenda from being rolled out. But you see it, whether it's the Transition Integrity Project or all of this reporting that local and state officials are already plotting how they can sort of preemptively get in the way and interfere and obstruct President Trump's agenda. So while I love focusing on the shade war, I think the more important part of this is how they're already banding together, working together to get ready to impede President Trump's ability from rolling out his agenda using whatever, whether it's the House, the Senate, or whatever, you know, ounce or shred of power that they can hold on to get in the way and to prevent him from winning.
There it is. You know what? I lost my video.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, you're back.
Am I?
Move around. Move.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Yeah, I just clicked the video, but listen.
I lost there? Everything. I lost the entire, I lost the entire platform.
That's okay. Yeah, we're still on.
Right.
Listen.
Well, I'm frozen.
The what he's saying is absolutely correct. And this is where the cheating really is going to get desperate. This is where things are going to get crazy. It's very important, any seats to come up in with the Congress and with Senate. We've got, ladies and gentlemen, we have to sweep the government. We have to take everything, okay? Because we don't want a president sitting there that's got great ideas, great plans, and he doesn't have the people behind him in the legislative houses to get the job done. We've got to do this right. We have got to pound this in. And they are going to use everything they have. Doug and I have talked about this before. We honestly think that, you know, Trump very well will take the vote, like popular and the other vote. But what's going to happen is they're going to try and stop him. If we don't have the right people sitting in Congress and in the Senate, they will come up with some articles of insurrection or something. They may even arm all these people that they have. We don't know what they're going to do. This is absolutely a toss-up as to how the left is going to react. Joe Biden's been doing this a long time. Harris is still kind of new at it. Biden knows that it's over. It really is. We've got to do, but listen, we've got to pound this home. They need another nail in the coffin. You are that nail in the coffin. Put it in the coffin and kill this thing. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, this is imperative. Okay? And we know you're going to do it. We know you're going to talk to your neighbors. We know that. And all we're doing is we're trying to encourage you here. Things are going to get really nutty. We're going to be with you, okay, doing this every night. At least Doug for certain. I've got a couple of nights that I'm going to take off. But Doug for certain is going to be doing this. And on election night, I talked to Doug earlier about this. On election night, we're going to be right here with you. And there's going to be a lot of things unfolding. I think the craziest day in American history is going to be when the vote is final, and something is going to, if the left doesn't take it, they're going to explode and things are going to get out of hand. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what I would do ahead of time, get some extra, just a little bit extra food. If you drink bottled water or whatever, all right, prep yourself. Hurricane prep. We talked about this before. Please
do that. Okay. That is really, really, really important. It is so very important. Be prepared. All right. When you go and vote, don't put your Trump hat on and your Trump shirt. Roll in there incognito, undercover, and vote. All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen that are in the chat, listen, that's one of the reasons Doug decided to do this show at night. Okay, so we could get you in here on Rumble, so we could get everybody in here. You know, it's after work, you're relaxed, you can come in, you can touch up on the chat. That's fantastic, all right? And the other thing I want to talk to you about is the book that Doug has, okay? And we've talked about this before, okay? Please, go on the website. Look at Doug's books. You can also go on Stained by Blood, okay? The Blood of the Innocent, In the Dark of Night. Listen, go on Amazon, just search Doug Hagman, okay? It'll come right up. Great, great Christmas gift. It would be fantastic. Anybody would love to have that. Some of you guys got signed books by Doug, and you treasure them, okay? He's actually quite a writer. That's a true story. So it's really, really, really important. The book sales are definitely a part of the platform and supporting the platform. We're going into Christmas season. We know that, you know, things are going to get crazy around Christmas time, as usual. The bills get high, but please remember the Hagman Report. Anything that you can send in to support, we're going to be with you every night. One way or another, Doug for sure will be here. Like I said, I've got a couple nights. It's some medical stuff I got to take care of. Anyway, I will definitely be back, though. And I know definitely that election night I will be here with Doug. And we're going to be covering this stuff and watching what's going on around the nation. Okay, but that should be a really, really, really great show. And I know that a lot of people are going to be watching different news channels and watching the vote and all. We ask you, though, to hang with us. Okay. And we'll put on a quality show for you. We didn't get to some of the videos and stuff. We've had a few connection problems, and that's quite all right. But the main thing that we have to watch is these communists, and we see it. When the time Obama came in, it became really, really, really important. And it's not just communism. This is more globalism. Okay? George Bush Sr. talked about the globalists, 1,000 points of light. We got to stop all this. We don't want to be part of a new world order. We want the sovereignty that's been fought, paid for with lives, what we've earned as Americans, the sovereignty of being Americans. And right now in the world, and I get emails every day about this, we're that rock. We're that rock, that lighthouse in the storm that people are looking for right now. Because in their countries, the globalists have the upper hand. Most populations are not armed. The United States, we are an armed population. And that's for the primary reason. And they've dealt with this for years. They can't just walk in and step on us. They know that. We are an armed population. And there's a reason for that. And why was that written into the Constitution? To keep the government in check. And don't ever forget that. Don't ever let them take that from you. And the rest of the world is watching us. We have to do this right on Election Day. And we've got to do this right, not just Election Day, but the days after. And we've got to do this right all through the Trump presidency. And by God, hopefully these communists never get a toehold in our election process again. And you know, I went in the military. I remember that the communists were our enemy. We trained every day to fight the communists. Now the communists are trying to take over the country. There should not be. What's that? Okay. Listen, we're going to be closing off here. I want to say thank you for everyone that's been here with us tonight. We've had a lot of problems with connectivity. Eric is working overtime on this. And I'm going to say this to you. We're in this together. We're going to do this right. God bless you. God bless your families. And God bless your loved ones. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do this, but you've got to get out and vote. I've already done my absentee ballot, okay? Please, call your folks. Get out, vote. God bless you. We thank you for your support. We are with you to the bitter end until they drag us off the air. Ladies and gentlemen, have a good night, and we'll see you tomorrow night.